Jimmy Carter, the former U.S. president, visited the coastal enclave on Tuesday as part of his ongoing private diplomatic efforts to bring about peace in the region. Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh welcomed the visit of the former president, which he stated comes at a focal point in the history of American foreign policy towards the Middle East.
We expressed our gratitude to former U.S. President Jimmy Carter for his position on the siege and aggression, for backing our elections, and for continuing to consider Hamas a legitimate, democratically elected government.
Both Haniyeh and Carter openly affirmed the need for an immediate end to the rift between rival factions Fatah and Hamas, while Haniyeh asserted Hamas's willingness to work towards any solution supporting the establishment of a viable, independent Palestinian state.
Jimmy Carter is one of the highest-ranking Western officials to visit the Gaza Strip and actually sit down with the Hamas government here. And although he expressed optimism towards Barack Obama's approach to the Middle East conflict, he also stressed the importance of Hamas taking on its responsibility for peace in the Middle East.
Despite being a harsh critic of the Israeli blockade and military campaign on Gaza, Carter declared that it was imperative for Hamas to accept Israel's conditions for talks, including putting an end to violence, to accept all peace agreements previously signed, and to recognize Israel's right to exist.
Palestinian statehood cannot come at the expense of Israel's security, just as Israel's security cannot come at the expense of Palestinian statehood.
President Carter's visit comes as an effort to promote constructive dialogue between Israel and the Palestinians. He openly criticized Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for stalling on the issue of Palestinian statehood. He also stated that Khaled Mishal, head of the Hamas political bureau abroad, personally promised him to accept a two-state solution as part of a final status agreement negotiated by Palestinian Authority leader and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Expressing feelings of despair at the destruction he witnessed, Carter described the situation as being grim, but went on to say that not all hope is lost.
The responsibility for this terrible human rights crime lies in Jerusalem, in Cairo, in Washington, and in the capitals of Europe, throughout the international community. This abuse must cease.
In a gesture viewed by many as defiance of Israel's life-draining blockade, President Carter planted a tree to commemorate his visit to the Strip and the hopes of recuperation he wished to instill. Safa Judah, Press TV, Gaza City.